You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we are going to talk about something so important to your business. Usually when we talk about service plumbing, we talk about two major things that you have to have happen in order to be successful, and this is one of them. So we're going to really break down 50% of the business, if you think about it, and how important not only are the aspects of what we're going to talk about today, but how a lot of the other things that we talk about play a major role in this. They play such a role in this, and I hope that you guys are paying attention today because we're going to talk about something that is essential. It is absolutely imperative. You've got to get it right. If you don't get this right, you might as well shut it down now because there's no reason to be in business. There's no reason to turn on the lights. There's definitely no reason to pay people, and there's absolutely no reason to rent a building and go through the efforts and trouble that you have to go through each and every day if you're not going to get this right. You got to get it right. It's more important than probably anything else you'll ever do. It's really that important. When I tell you what it is, you're going to absolutely agree with me, and I cannot wait to share this with you today. I'm not only going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to tell you how to do it, how to absolutely put it into action, and how to get results. That's the most important thing, is that we get results. And each and every day we go to work, each and every day we go into the office, into the shop, into the building, each and every day we get in the vehicle, in the van, whatever it is, our job is to be successful. And we all define that differently, and that's okay. But you still got to make this one thing right here happen, I promise. Now, before we get too far into that, I just want to simply say, hey, go check out our website, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com, and make sure you are checking into our programs. Quest more information, get some information. We'll have somebody reach out to you and kind of go through what our programs are. Can even hop on a call, you and me personally, and we can discuss that. But I'm telling you, we are here to help. You're going to want to check those out. Now, look, as today uncovers some really kind of different areas, if you will, of the business, they're going to apply back to this one main thing. Make sure that you are paying attention to exactly what I'm saying, because I'm going to tell you how you go about achieving this, not just from the standpoint of the practical how-tos, but the overall mindset behind it as well, because this is crucial. And what we're talking about is making the phone ring. How do we make the phone ring? How do we get that phone to start ringing? And not with people trying to sell us stuff, not with people trying to scam us, not with people trying to take and waste our time, but people who have plumbing problems. People who own homes, people who own their own home and are paying for the plumbing problem and are ready to get it fixed. How do we get those people to blow our phone up? How do we get that phone to ring over and over again? And look, it's not just a simple answer. You know, so many people talk about get on Google, get on this, get on that, and those are great things, but it's not a simple answer. You're not going to solve all your problems when it comes to making the phone ring with one solution, one answer, one thing. It's just not going to happen. You're talking about being in business for the next 50 years. Okay, none of these things have been around for 50 years. Just 50 years ago, right, it was something totally different. At one point, it was the yellow book. For a long time, it was the yellow pages. Then we started going online with some things. Angie's List, Home Advisor, Service Magic for some of those that have been around for a while. And there's all these different answers and solutions that are out there, but they have their timeline. They have their time span. They have a life expectancy, if you will, and they come and they go. But one thing remains true. Your phone still has to ring. Doesn't matter if the billboard company shuts down. Doesn't matter if you've got your company name on the side of the stadium and then that team leaves your town. You still have to make the phone ring. A lot of you are like, what? That's big time right there. Well, that's the goal, right? Some of you are on the sides of stadiums. Some of you are on a bunch of billboards. Some of you have a TV commercial. Some of you have a jingle. But times change. Things change. And you got to understand the core principles, the methods behind the madness, the reasons why we're on TV or we're on a billboard or whatever we're doing, so that we can repeat and duplicate that in the new form, in the new era, understanding what works and doesn't work. Look, a lot of people out there go, you know, what about Angie's List? What about Home Advisor? What about Google Guarantee? What about this, that, and the... Look, there's a lot of different products out there. Here's what I will tell you. If you're paying to play, if every time your phone rings, you had to pay to make that happen, that's the short game. That's the, okay, I get you got to do that in the beginning and you get your business going. But long term, you want that phone to ring beyond beyond your direct effort. You want that phone to ring from a residual effect. Okay, you need to permeate your communities. You need to permeate. This is what we talk about inside of our coaching program all the time, is permeating your community. Now, we get into the specifics in there. We're not going to get too much into specifics today as far as like different ideas. We break it down in there. Like, we get into some real specific ideas. Today, we're going to talk about more about the reasons why behind those ideas flesh out. Hopefully, that'll help you at home be able to come up with some of your own ideas. But you need to understand these principles of what's trying to be achieved here, because when you do, when you grasp these things, man, it is magic what you can do in marketing. It's magical. And when you stand out, when people notice you, when they know that you exist, that's part of the reality, then they can call you when they have a problem, or they need your service, or they need your product, or they need your whatever. Okay, so there's a couple of key things that we have to understand when it comes to making that phone ring. Now, there's the reality of making the phone ring in the beginning, and then there's the reality of once the phone started ringing, how do we make it ring more, not just from more marketing efforts, but from residual of the work that we've done, referrals. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk really through some of the different reasons why, but also some of the methods. And hopefully this is helpful for you today, because if you're struggling with making the phone ring, or if you ever struggle with making the phone ring, or you're not struggling, your phone's ringing, but you want to go to the next level. You want to go to the next stage in the plumbing business, in the service plumbing business, where you want to get from 10 to 20 trucks, or 20 to 50 trucks, or maybe you're in a big market like Tampa or Southern California or New York, and you want to go to that 100 truck extreme or that 200 truck extreme. You're going to have to permeate your community. You're going to have to dominate your market with marketing even more the same, meaning you're going to have to do more of what I'm talking about today, but it's still going to be the same thing. No matter who you are or where you're at, you're probably saying, well, my phone's ringing, but I don't have any guys. Well, guess what? That's marketing. Marketing, making that phone ring, is people that want to work for you as well, or people lining up to come work for you. I remember being in Indianapolis, one of the craziest things I've seen, Angie's List was there, and no one really heard of them before, didn't know who they were. You know, one of the guys that started it, Bill, I know everybody knows about Angie, but there's a guy behind the scenes named Bill, and Bill started the thing. He was kind of a local, he was well-known in the political realm. He wasn't a politician, but he helped politicians kind of get there. His campaign manager, I think is what it was, for Mitch Daniels, the governor. And the guy was known for that. But he started this Angie's List things with Angie, and no one really knew who they were. No one really knew what it was. And they kind of got a little bit bigger. And they created such a culture that all of a sudden their employees started referring them out to where everybody wanted to work there. And they finally had a job fair one day. One time, not all of a sudden, they did this one time, 1,000 people showed up to apply. They had to cut it off. That thing went all day long. People all outside in the cold too, standing in line waiting to get, because everybody heard these stories, had these things that they knew about Angie's List, because not of Angie's List, but because of the employees. So how do you get that? How do you build that? What do you got to do? So one thing to understand when it comes to this whole idea of marketing and this whole idea of getting your phone to ring is that you have to, this number one principle, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, you have to achieve this, and that is simply exposure. You have to stand out. You have to be unique. You have to have exposure. People have to see you. They have to know you exist. They have to be able to remember you. They have to be able to go, okay, I even have heard about you. For example, if they search Google and you're not on there, there's no exposure. If they look in the yellow pages and you're not in there, there's no exposure. If they go on to Yelp, there's no exposure. If you're not on there, if they go on to whatever they go on to, if you're not there, if they ask their friend and their friend's never heard of you, there's no exposure. So you want to achieve this exposure. I really want to expand your mind on this to what I mean by exposure, because I don't just mean one ad, one place, one time. I don't mean one billboard in the city. I mean, how do you get massive exposure to where it's like, dang, these people are everywhere. Now, I was listening to a podcast not that long ago, maybe 6 months ago, and the person was talking about the number one return on investment. And he was actually at that time specifically talking about coffee delivery, but he was making this point that in the services industry at all, in any services industry, whether it's plumbing or it's coffee delivery or it's whatever, that wrapped vehicles was the number one return on investment for marketing, for branding, for exposure. Wrapped vehicle. So think about what a wrapped vehicle is. A wrapped vehicle is nothing more than a billboard. Billboards are obviously billboards. When you put a sign up at a Little League stadium, that's a small billboard. When you put your sign or your logo up on a shirt, that's a small billboard, depending on how big that shirt is. The idea here is that your job is to get exposure. And the way you do that is by turning your entire city into a billboard. Think about it, in every situation that you're in where there's a lot of people in one area seeing something, can you get your logo there? Can you get your brand there? How can you do that? How can you get your brand exposed in a way to where so many people see it it in a positive light. Exposure and massive exposure. You know, if you've got a $5,000 a month marketing budget and the cheapest option that that particular opportunity has for you to market is $5,000, that's not a good opportunity. You're not going to get massive exposure. You're going to blow your entire budget on a small exposure. And don't tell me like, well, yeah, but a million people go into that stadium, but they're not looking at your little sign. They see Toyota that has a 400 signs up. They see such and such, you know, the people that sponsored the stadium. Sure, they're not seeing your little logo, but you could take that same $5,000 and dominate an entire small pocket of your community to where then you generate a ton of phone calls and you take that money and then dominate another market, and not just online. If they've seen you, American Express did a study forever ago, I think it was in the 80s, and they discovered that it takes 4 to 7 touches before someone can make a decision on whether or not they're going to do business with your brand. That's an average, 4 to 7. So think about it. If they Google search you and they see your image online and they maybe go to your website, that's 1 or 2 touches. But if you can find a way to get exposure before they go online, that's multiple touches. If you can find a way to get 4 to 7 touches before they even go online, there's a chance that they've already become your customer and they never will go online. And it won't matter how much money your customer or your competitor spends on Google, because you'll already have stood out. How can you stand out? How can you get massive exposure? How can you get in front of the most people and dominate the landscape that you're in when you get in front of them? You know, I'd rather, if I lived in Atlanta, instead of having a small little tiny parking sign inside of the Atlanta Braves parking lot, I'd rather take a small farmer's market or something, 2 or 3 of them in a small community to where thousands and thousands of homeowners are at, and dominate that somehow to where people see me, and then have a leftover budget to be able to then go onto Google and dominate those areas and target those areas. And the bigger my budget, the bigger the ideas, right? The more things that I can do. But you got to have massive exposure. It's not just going to be online. You got to get in front of this thing. You got to make sure people are aware who you are and where you are and what you are way before they ever need you. Wrap your vans. Get the outside of your building done. Get the inside of your building done. Post pictures online. Post pictures of your vans. Post pictures of your vans getting done. Post pictures of your inside of your shop getting done. That attracts new talent. That attracts new customers. That attracts people who care about quality, both customer and employee. Understand this stuff matters. Massive exposure. Now, here's the second thing you have to understand. When these people finally see you, they need to see something worth seeing. Like, it's got to look good. It's got to look professional. You know, we were just talking in a training the other day, not that long ago, that the idea of a service plumber has a lot of value. A lot of service plumbers out there making 6 figures. A lot of service plumbers out there making 6 figures. But you can't make 6 figures as a service plumber, but be a five-figure looking service plumber. Smelling, acting, talking, right? And the same is true for your company. You can't go into homes and offer big-time solutions if your brand doesn't look right, if your company doesn't look right, if your overall appearance online, on the phone, the voices that you have representing your company, the people that you're sending into the homes, the process that they follow when they're in the homes, the accountability attached to that. What does all that look like? Because here's the final piece. When people see you because you have massive exposure and you're everywhere and you're unique and you're worth looking at, and then when they see you, they say, wow, that's awesome. You look professional. You look like you're worth the value that you're going to bring in the home. Then you can deliver that amazing experience. And when you deliver an amazing experience, then people will get excited about what they purchase. When they get excited about what they purchased, they'll tell others. When they tell others, they will be doing your marketing for you. And I'll just tell you this right now. Here's a little seed, because we're going to talk about this here in the next upcoming podcast. But that's converting with your team, which is the other half of the business. And I'm telling you, if you go out and you get customers talking about you and you teach your techs how to convert, and customers are go ahead and knocking out all 3 toilets now instead of just replacing one, they go ahead and knock out all 3 and reset the clock on all of them and upgrade them, they're going to have a better story to tell their friends. And when their friends call in, they're going to be calling in because their friend just bought 3 toilets or a tankless or a softener. They're not going to be calling in because their friend just had you replace a cartridge or snake a drain. The point I'm making is the referrals will be bigger. You're going to be getting calls from people who are friends or family with people who just probably invested in their plumbing. That's what we're going to talk about in the conversion part of it in the next podcast, is how do we take these expenses and help the customers invest? If you go back a few podcasts back, we talked about the right way to price and the right way to schedule. If you start combining these podcasts, you start putting all this information together, you'll understand that there's a recipe for success here that really formulates around the idea that if we give people an experience, if we give people a valuable service, if we give people solutions that that not only impact their plumbing, but also impact their lives and make them easier and better and more convenient, meaning they've just solved the problem for a long time and I don't have to deal with my plumbing anymore. When we do that for people, they appreciate it. When they appreciate it, that's when they start telling other people. You won't be able to stop the train of phone calls, the flood of phone calls that come in when you get good at these things. And it feels better. Feels better as a technician, feels better as a CSR, feels better as an owner, feels better as a service manager, feels better for the customer, feels better for everybody when there's a return on investment for everyone involved. You know, one of the things that you'll hear me talk about a lot is the pricing. You know, a lot of you got to price this, you got to raise your prices. Look, bottom line is there's a million different ways to come up with that pricing. But if you price it in a way that plans on failure, meaning that you're going to get told no, and you're going to spend most of your day driving from call to call to call writing estimates, then of course you're going to have to charge more money because you're going to be doing less work. Your day is going to be busy of non-build time. But if you can find a way to show customers the value and go ahead and knocking out all three toilets or buying a softener or doing what's best for the plumbing and maybe knocking out and getting rid of all the galvanized and upgrading to whatever it is that you're going to upgrade it to, or you're going to take out the cast iron drains and upgrade it. Like if you're offering those things as part of the solutions, and you get good at building those relationships, doing those things, what's going to happen is people are going to make those bigger purchases. When they make those bigger purchases, they're going to feel better about that because they're going to get more for their money. Do the math on a sewer line repair and how much of the line you actually repair versus a sewer line replacement and how much of the line you replace. Like how much money does the customer spend if they keep repairing that line at the same exact proportion? Yeah, it's crazy. You could do that math with everything. You could do it with line replacements. You could do it with toilet repairs. You could do it with whole house repipes. You could do it with anything. Astronomical. Bottom line is this. You have to give people an experience. Give exposure. Get exposure in a way that everybody knows who you are. Everybody sees you. Everybody is aware. As many people as possible. Own that exposure. Like be in a spot where you can dominate that exposure. And when they see you, make sure it's something worth seeing. Something quality. Okay, not one of these van wraps that has everything that you do on the side and all this information. Something that's popping. Something that looks clean. Something that catches my eye. Makes me see it. I see your fancy character or your logo and I see your name. Maybe I see an email address or something, but that's it. Maybe a license number because it's required, but that's it. Keep it clean. Keep it simple. Grow your brand. Grow your brand. When people ask you your name, you don't hand them your ID. You just tell them your name. They don't need all that information, folks. And then give them an experience. Deliver a product worth delivering. Give them the value that they bought into. Show up. Show up to blow up. All right, look, I love you guys. Remember, check out the website, theplumbingsalescoach.com. We've got tons of ways to connect with us on there. Find out more information. It's a safe phone call. No one's service over sales. We preach it and we also do it ourselves. We'll just get you the information that you want. We brand companies. We teach companies. We help you guys take your service game to the next level so that your customer, your community can be served. We love you. Remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.